Well, it's a joy to be here with you all tonight. As he said, my name is Tim, and this is my wife, Stephanie, if she'll stand just for a minute. And then we have two children. Landon is 2, and Elena is 3 months old this week. We're the Germano Family Missionaries of the Dominican Republic with Worldwide New Testament Baptist Mission. And our church is Faith Community Baptist Church in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. And it's a joy to be here with you all. We have just a few-minute video going over our testimony and the work that God's called us to do. And I'll come back and share how God called us to the Dominican Republic. It's just amazing to see how God orchestrated it all. And then we'll have a chance to look in God's Word. But I trust that this video will be a blessing to you.
Serving as missionaries to the Dominican Republic, which is located on the eastern half of the island of Hispaniola in the Caribbean Sea. We are sent out through the Faith Community Baptist Church in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, under the leadership of Pastor Roland Venable, and we have partnered with Worldwide New Testament Baptist Missions, located in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. I had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home in southeastern Virginia. I was saved at the age of 6, and I was baptized shortly thereafter. The Lord called me to be a missionary at the age of 14, and He confirmed that calling on my life through a short-term missions trip to the Dominican Republic in the following months. I attended Crown College of the Bible in Powell, Tennessee, and received my bachelor's degree in missions in May 2010. While there, I returned to the Caribbean and served a short-term missions trip to Trinidad and Tobago. After graduation, the Lord led me to serve on staff at Faith Community Baptist Church in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. We had the opportunity to work with the youth and music at the church and to gain valuable information through serving in the ministry for 3 years.
I also had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home in North Carolina. I was saved at the age of 5 after seeing the Lord heal my mother from an illness that almost claimed her life. When I was a senior in high school, God laid missions upon my heart on the last night of our church missions conference. I later went on to attend Crown College the very next year. While attending there, I had the privilege of taking a summer mission trip to Cambodia. I was able to teach English and be involved in church outreaches. Tim and I met while we were at college. We were married on January 7, 2011. The Lord has blessed us with 2 children, Landon John and Elena Lisa.
The Dominican Republic is nestled between the islands of Cuba, Jamaica, and Puerto Rico in the Caribbean Sea. This Spanish-speaking nation is one of rich diversity, from its range of rich forests, towering mountains, and beautiful coastlines, to the many different people that make up its population. Tourism and agriculture are the driving force behind its economy. Though better than its island neighbor, many people in the Dominican Republic live in poverty, and many seek to immigrate to the United States for a better life. Its population crossed the 10 million mark recently, but sadly, many of these souls do not know Jesus nor the forgiveness that He offers through His death on the cross. Their flag reads God, country, and liberty, but many of the Dominicans are not at liberty in following after man's religions and not after the Bible. 70% of the Dominicans follow Catholicism, with another 10% claiming no religion at all. The Lord has called us to go to the people of the Dominican Republic and serve Him there as missionaries. Our goal in the Dominican is fourfold: to preach the gospel, to baptize the converts that the Lord gives us, to disciple the believers, and to establish independent Baptist churches that can fulfill God's work there and around the world. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 tells us, "But as we are allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts." Would you pray for us as we prepare to serve in the Dominican Republic? Would you prayerfully consider joining and helping us in the ministry that God has given us?
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark and sin, my I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it
Well, thank you, Pastor, for letting us be here with you all. And I know my father-in-law has spoken very highly of the work here in the college, and he wished he could come with us tonight, but he's in filling the pulpit there at the church that he pastors in Madison, but he sends along his regards. And we're just thankful for the opportunity to share about the work that God's called us to do and to share from His Word, and it's always a privilege. I grew up in Virginia, over in the southeastern part, Hampton Roads area. I'm born and raised there, thankful for the godly family, the godly home that God allowed me to be brought up in, and the church that taught and preached the Bible. But it was when I was at a Christian school, when I was a six-year-old boy, that God worked on my heart, and I knew that I was a sinner, and that I didn't ask Christ to be my Savior. Then my eternity was to be spent in hell, but because He paid the way, I could ask Him to forgive my sins and be my Savior and have a home in heaven. The teacher asked if anybody wanted to know more. I raised my hand, and I went forward, and she gave the gospel to me again, and I got saved. And I'm thankful that once we're saved, we're always saved. I don't have to worry about losing it or any of that. And I was baptized shortly after that, and it was when I was 12 years old, God first started working on my heart. I didn't know what the direction He was going at the time, but looking back, it's amazing to see. I was just getting into the youth group and excited about this next step. And we had a youth meeting in our church, and we had a youth pastor from the area come, and he preached about being willing to do whatever God wants you to do with your life. And it's not a question that I had really considered much about, but the Holy Spirit was working on my heart as He was preaching, and I had something I had never asked God. But even before the service was done, I bowed my head and I said, God, I don't know what You want me to do with my life, but I'm willing to do what You want me to do. I didn't know my dad's an engineer. My mom, she's a dental hygienist. I didn't really want to be somebody that cleans people's teeth, but I'm glad she does it. I didn't know if it was something like what they did or the ministry. I didn't know what it was, but I said, God, I'm willing to do what You want me to do. And it was 2 years after that, at another youth rally at our church, that we had a man come and preach, and God started working on my heart in that service and said, Tim, I want you to be a missionary. You've asked me, you've prayed about it. This is what I want you to do. And I remember I came forward and I prayed, and I was nervous. I remember stepping forward and kneeling down and just the thought of it in my mind. And I, like Gideon, I put out that fleece and I said, God, if this is what You want me to do, will You confirm it in my heart? We were going to the Dominican on a missions trip about 6 weeks from that time. I had never been out of the country, never been on a missions trip, was excited about it. And I said, God, will You confirm this calling of missions on my heart through this missions trip? You know, God didn't wait till then. It seemed like every service, every sermon, every time, whether it was about missions or not, God said, Tim, this is what I want you to do. You ask me, this is my plan for your life. And He confirmed it when we were in the Dominican. Didn't know that's where we were going to go as missionaries. I graduated and attended Crown College. That's where I met my wife. We actually sat beside each other for a whole semester, and I wasn't smart enough to see I should talk to her and get to know her a little more. I'm glad she gave me a second chance. But it was when my freshman year in college that God started working my heart from the truths in Matthew 9, verse 38, that says, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers. And we were encouraged to take that passage to heart, that promise from God, that as we, and that also that challenge, that as we pray for God to send laborers, He'll work on people's hearts to go as those laborers, and He'll answer that prayer. And so we were challenged to put it into practice. And so I started praying for God to send laborers to the Dominican Republic, not for any special reason. God knew why, but not for any special reason on my end. I had seen the need. I remember as we went to these villages where there was no church, where people were getting saved, and there was no church that they could go to. I remember the hunger that the people had, the openness to the gospel as you give out tracts and these things. But I didn't, you know, I knew there was a need there. So I started praying for God to send missionaries to the Dominican Republic. And I bet you can't guess what happened. God started working on my heart. He answered that prayer a little different than what I anticipated. But I'm glad that God is God and God is in control. And that He's given us this opportunity to take the gospel to the Dominican Republic. After we graduated in 2010, I moved to Downingtown, Pennsylvania, about 45 minutes west of Philadelphia, and was youth pastor and music director at our church, and thankful that they allowed us to come and serve and labor alongside them and further train us, and that we were sent out from that church. We left in 2013 and began traveling in August of 13, and Lord willing, our goal is to be there this summer. We're 79% of the way there. So if you could pray for us in that matter, we'd love, we need your prayers. We can't do it apart from God. And if you could pray for us that we'd be able to arrive in the Dominican in June or July or August. And also as I was filling out the visa applications this week, that God would get us through the process. It's been lengthened and extended in recent years, and they're tightening on who that can come in the visas. So just pray that we'd be able to get in and that it would be a speedy manner. And that we'd be able to get everything in and the first time and not have to keep on going through the process. But our goal is to be down there this summer. Once we arrive, we're going to work with Ron Autry. He's a veteran missionary of 25 years in the capital. God's opened up a wonderful opportunity for us to attend the church that he planted while we attend language school there in Santo Domingo and work with the tutors there. We can serve alongside and work with him there at New Life Baptist Church. Once we're done learning the language and adjusting to the Dominican life, our goal is to branch out to these outlying cities and villages away from the capital and plant churches. And as you saw in the video, our goal is fourfold: to preach the gospel, baptize the converts, disciple the believers, and to establish independent Baptist churches that not only have a vision for reaching their Jerusalem, their cities, their town, their villages, but that have a vision for reaching the world, just like this church is doing, and our church in Pennsylvania, and churches across the United States. I believe they have just as much responsibility to reach the Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth as we do. And that's our goal, is to plant these churches that can then in turn reach their community, their Jerusalem, but also send out missionaries, support missions, and reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you haven't had a chance, we'd love for you to grab one of our prayer cards. And if you have any questions, we'd love to answer them for you. Anyone that you can think about, and if we don't have an answer, we'll try to look it up for you. But thank you again, Pastor, for letting us be here with you all. And always a joy to share about what God's called us to do and share just about His leading and guiding in our lives. And I'm sure many of us could stand up and just talk about the things that God's led us and how God led us to where we are today. And I'm thankful for the calling He's given all of us to give out the gospel.